All right, you've done it. You're at minus 10. That's great. And this is something you used to absolutely have to have. Used to was like about 2 minutes ago, right? Now you're at minus 10. How did you accomplish that? My guess is that you either added something to it that would smell so bad or think so bad, or the mixture of the two is so horrible. Like a lady who liked chocolate, then she took clam juice and mixed it in there in her mind. Just the thought of that process did it to her. One woman, for example, thought about the fact that if she ate a particular food, her husband wouldn't get to have it. And for her, that would mean not loving him. It would be like the loss of love. People do weird things to this. Lots of people make it so they think of it like a poison, or they think it's going to cause them to clog their system with fat or develop a heart attack or a stroke. If somebody starts to think that this is something that is poisonous, whether there's a loss of health, a loss of freedom, a loss of energy, a loss of love, you know, total loss of enjoyment, such physical distaste that it just made them want to vomit, anything like that, of course, people do at minus 10. And there are lots of ways to get there. Now, here's the key. You can go to any level of desire you want with this food now. Just right now, without even putting a desire, just think about the food and see where you go. Having gone to minus 10 and plus 10, what most people do, most people can find themselves in a positive range of 2 to 5 usually, but not much higher than that. Even if they are higher, they know they can go down immediately. If you've actually done it, and I sure hope you have, then you've experienced how quickly we can change the quality of our experience just by making a decision at what level of quality we want to have. That seems technical in language, but let me clarify again. What you did is you set a target of quality of feeling, a quality of sensations you wanted. And then you quantified. Now, what does the word quantify mean? Well, part of the definition of quantifying is to measure something, to make explicit what it would take to do there. So you quantified. You said, okay, I want to have a level 7 experience. You gave it a numerical rating. And that level 7 represented a certain amount of quality of feeling you wanted to have about that food, right? Whether that feeling was something of being turned off to it or being turned on. But also part of quantifying or measuring is making explicit what would you have to do for you to feel this way. That's what a quality quantifier is. Now, again, this sounds technical. You don't have to understand the exact words. Just give it a label, and let's discover what I'm really talking about by using it in another context. Here's what happened. After I started doing this with people, it was magical. First of all, I loved it. I started out just calling it this my urge management tool. Hey, I can change my urges in a minute. Give me a piece of food. It was fun. Let me run it at the flagpole of desire. Let me run it down into the dirt. I don't want it at all. It felt so good to be totally in control and to show other people how to do it. And it was so interesting. At every dinner I was at, I was showing people how to do this. And people would kind of go into trance and go, wow, that's really great. I can feel the difference in my body right here and now. So then I got so excited about it, I said, okay, how do I generalize this? Is there another area besides food where I can use this urge management tool? Maybe it's more than just urge management. So I thought, well, I'm using this scaling system. What is it about that works? And then I got it. And it's like the bulbs flashing off of my head. Listen, the number one way to increase the quality of your life is to raise your standards. See, that's how life changes. If you've listened to me before, you know I've talked many times about the three things that change your life long term, not just for the moment. Number one is raise your standards. Raise what you demand from yourself. Raise what is a must for you. None of us get our shoulds. We should lose weight. We shouldn't eat certain things. We should be happier. We should have more fun. We don't really do it. We just should all over ourselves, right? But we always get what we must have. So what this great thing about this tool is, we're deciding. We're flat deciding, this is what I must experience. I must be at level 5, or I must be at level 10, or I must be at minus 5 around this idea or concept or food. And then what we're saying is, what has to happen for me to get there? And you know what? This employs two tools: raising your standards, getting very specific about what you want, and then asking the right questions. And asking, you shall what? Receive. I began to realize this tool, by setting a target and then asking myself, what has to happen for me to be there, is causing me to raise my standards, and it's causing me to ask the questions that give me the answers I need to actually experience what I want. In other words, you could have always hated this food. You could have always loved this food at whatever level you want. But unless you take conscious control, you end up with whatever the world gives you. In essence, what we're doing is simply this. Realize, to succeed at anything in life, you gotta have a target. If you're not clear on what your target is, you're going to find yourself being pushed around by whatever happens in the environment. You're going to end up with whatever the environment pushes you towards. So we're deciding on the quality of experience we're committed to. And then we're saying, what's it take to get there? I call that a quality quantifier. It's quantifying the level of quality that you want for some experience in your life, right? And then figuring out what's it going to take to make that happen.